Career Match, Connecting Who You Are with What You Love to Do. Authors, Shoya Zicky and Bidot. Career Match is designed to help people discover their ideal work. It determines their personality style, then walks them through the range of career choices best for them. Color Q is about coding people, ourselves, and others. We do it all the time. This helps us to group our impressions mentally and store them in the appropriate synapse of our brain for future use. The color cue system does not change people, but it does change how they view themselves. Here is the overview of the primary color below. Golds, 46% of the population. Grounded, realistic, and accountable. Golds are the backbone of institutions of all kinds, corporate and public. They are society's protectors and administrators who value procedures. Golds get involved in details and are known for following through and mobilizing others to achieve concrete goals. Blues, 10% of the population. Theoretical, competitive, and always driven to acquire more knowledge and competence. Blues are unequaled when it comes to dealing with complex, theoretical issues and designing new systems. As natural skeptics, their first reaction is to criticize and set their benchmarks against which they measure everyone and everything. They are highly precise in thought and language and future-oriented, trusting only logic, not the rules or procedures of the past. Reds, 27% of the population. Action-oriented, spontaneous, and focused on now. Cool-headed and ever-courageous, they get things done and handle a crisis better than most. Found in careers that provide freedom, action, variety, and the unexpected, they bring excitement and a sense of expediency. Work must be fun and the environment collegiate. Greens, 17% of the population. Empathetic, humanistic, and creative. Greens need an environment that is supportive and egalitarian and that provides the chance to impact the lives of others. Gifted in their understanding of people's motivation, they have an unusual ability to influence and draw the best out of others. They also excel in verbal and written communications and the ability to position ideas. Greens are enthusiastic spokespersons for the organizations or causes of their choice, creating unique, charismatic quality that sweeps others into their causes. Greens. Green gold extroverts are gifted communicators with an annual ability to influence. You have an abundance of innate emotional intelligence and interact well with most color types. Driven by intuition, foresight, and compassion, you excel at leading others to achieve their potential. You are exceptionally skilled at projecting the trends and pitfalls of the future. People who are rude or bully others are a major irritant. More about the extrovert and the introvert. First of all, it appears to be biologically based and had nothing to do with liking people or being socially adept. Extroverts get their energy from being with people and doing group activities. If they have to spend too much time alone or doing tasks that require solitude, they quickly become tired, bored, and dispirited. Introverts get energized from their inner resources, that is, from spending time alone to recharge their internal batteries. Even if they like being with people, which most introverts do, interacting too much can drain their energy. Relationships between the two are often tense until this dimension is understood and valued. Green gold introverts. Intuition, foresight, and compassion drive green gold introverts to achieve their greatest potential. You have a deep need for empathetic relationships, but your intimate group is small. Appearing cool and detached outwardly, you harbor strong feelings about your loved ones and your values. When those values are violated or those people threatened, you surprise people by shedding your easygoing nature and becoming tough, demanding, and aggressive. Reds. They do not respond well to theories or abstract concepts, preferring instead to focus on today's reality. Reds need freedom and independence. Guilt, obligation, and duty rarely motivate them. The pursuit of action drives many Reds to try new experiences, adventures, activities, or foods. They work in order to spend, rather than to save or invest. Red-blue extroverts. Active and independent, you function best in small collegial teams where hierarchy is secondary to getting the job done. Realistic and pragmatic, You trust only what you have personally observed. Your communication style is blunt and direct, which you find efficient. Red-blue introverts. Red-blue introverts are convinced only by logical reasoning. Self-starting is natural to you as breathing. Being part of a small collegial team, where hierarchy is secondary to getting the job done, brings out your best. Red-green extroverts. In entrepreneurial startups or corporate crises, you shine. Realistic and pragmatic, you trust only what you have personally observed. With particularly acute visual memory, you excel at observing detail. Of all the colors, you are most in touch with the present moment. Because you are driven to achieve results now, you have low tolerance for procedure and routine. Red-green introverts. A low need to lead or control, but a great desire to encourage others, is your style. Small collegial teams or hierarchies secondary to getting the job done efficiently bring out the best in you. Where possible, you like to operate outside norms and rules followed by others. Your communication style is straightforward. Blue-gold extroverts. Blue-gold extroverts do well in a broader range of careers than other colors due to your love of lifelong learning, sharp logic, and executive abilities. Two core strengths combine in you to create a fast rise to the top, a high need for control, and stronger leadership skills. Combined with your frank, direct, intuitive, and focused communication style, you are an executive dynamo. Blue-gold introverts. Creative, focused, and quite independent, you are superior at establishing links between seemingly unrelated ideas and facts. You can create the vision, devise a strategy, establish plans and contingencies, and make it all happen. Blue-red extroverts. Blue-red extroverts radiate a contagious enthusiasm for anything that captures their interest. You constantly scan the universe for those new and unusual ideas that fire your vivid imagination. You love the challenge and excitement of pursuing your latest goal. Blue-red introverts. Emotional stuff is usually last on your list. You can be too casual about deadlines and/or commitments when lost in intellectual projects. Golds. Working on real as opposed to intangible things and going with your own experience instead of new theories are your usual choices. You value the system and prefer to organize your life around procedure and contract agreements. Gold-blue introverts. A pillar of whatever organization or community you join, your unusual accurate memory records what others say and do. Realistic and practical, you take your commitments seriously. Gold-green extroverts. Ensuring welfare of those around you, whether family or colleagues, is the focus of your energy, and has been since you were a child. People in your color group have continuous curiosity about people and keen observational skills. Gold-green introvert. Quiet and reflective, the focus of your energy is to ensure the welfare of those under your care. At work, this translates to a highly developed work ethic, where commitments and obligations are undertaken with seriousness, given top priority. A practical, detail-oriented, and thorough person, you can always see and address what needs to be done at each phase of a project. Communicating smoothly. When you're managing a gold, give him or her precise expectations, and then provide a stable environment with clear channels of communication and authority. You need to come across as decisive and organized, emphasizing firm procedures and deadlines. Then get out of the way and respect gold's unique ability to get things done. With blues, explain how what you're doing will have an impact in the future. Establish demanding goals, or blues will get bored and distracted. Be open to making changes based on his or her insights and analytical skills. Above all, provide blues an autonomous environment with minimal guidelines. When managing a red, face-to-face is always better. Memos and emails do not engage reds. Use a red to solve problems and crises, and allow him or her to follow instinct. When managing a green, provide them with a harmonious environment and stress opportunities for personal growth. Personalize your working relationship.